So, welcome to Real Story, the podcast that brings you fascinating and often overlooked stories from history. In each episode, we will delve into the details of a true story, exploring the characters, events, and themes that make it so compelling. Through careful research and expert analysis, we aim to bring you the most accurate and engaging relating of these tales, so you can experience the drama and excitement of history firsthand, from ancient empires to modern revolutions. Real Story covers a wide range of time periods and topics, all with a focus on uncovering the truth behind the myths and legends. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the fascinating world of history with Real Story. So, our first episode will be about a famous character from history, Alexander the Great. Alexander was a Greek king who lived in the 4th century BCE, and he is known for his military conquests that stretched from Greek to India. Alexander was born in 356 BCE in Pelé, the capital of the Macedonian kingdom. He was the son of King Philip II and his 4th wife, Olympias. From a young age, Alexander showed a keen interest in warfare and military strategy. He was tutored by some of the greatest minds of his time, including the philosopher Aristotle, who taught him about literature, science, and politics. As a young man, Alexander proved himself as a commander and strategist. When he was just 16 years old, his father put him in a charge of a group of soldiers, and he quickly showed his leadership skills in battle. When Philip was assassinated in 336 BCE, Alexander became king at the age of just 20, and he wasted no time in setting his sights on expanding his kingdom. Alexander's first major conquest was Greek. He wanted to unite the Greek city-states under his rule and to avenge the Persian invasion of Greek a century earlier after. Consolidating his power in Greek and Macedonia, Alexander set his sights on the Persian Empire. In 334 BCE, he crossed the Hellespont with an army of around 40,000 men, and his first major victory came at the Battle of the Granges, where he defeated a Persian army led by Memnon of Thrace. From there, Alexander marched south, capturing key cities such as Ephesus and Sardis in 333 BCE. He faced his greatest challenge yet at the Battle of Issus. Here, he faced a Persian army led by King Darius III himself, which was much larger than his own. Despite being outnumbered, Alexander was able to use his superior tactics to outflank the Persians and secure a victory. Following the battle, Alexander captured Darius's family and became the de facto ruler of the Persian Empire. He continued his conquests, moving eastward through Syria and Mesopotamia. In 331 BCE, he faced Darius once again at the Battle of Gagimela. Here, Alexander once again used his superior tactics to secure a victory. Decisive victory, and Darius fled the battlefield. Alexander pursued Darius deep into the heart of the Persian Empire, eventually capturing him and executing him in 330 BCE with the Persian Empire now under his control. Alexander continued his conquests, pushing eastward into Central Asia and beyond. One of the most notable victories of Alexander's conquests was at the Siege of Tyre in 332 BCE. Tyre was a heavily fortified island city, and Alexander's army faced significant challenges in capturing it. However, After a 7-month siege, Alexander was able to breach the city walls and capture the island. After capturing Tyre, Alexander continued his conquests into Egypt, where he founded the city of Alexandria. He was welcomed as a liberator by the Egyptians, who had been oppressed by Persian rule for centuries. From there, Alexander moved eastward, once again crossing the Hindu Kush mountains and into India. He faced stiff resistance from the Indian king Bors, who led a formidable army against him in the Battle of the Hydaspes. In 326 BCE, Alexander was able to secure another victory, but he recognized that his army was exhausted and that further conquests would be difficult. After returning to Babylon, Alexander became increasingly paranoid and started to exhibit signs of megalomania. He began to see himself as a divine figure and demanded that his soldiers worship him. And he also started to purge his inner circle, executing some of his closest friends and advisors. Alexander's reign came to an abrupt end when he died in 323 BCE at the age of just 32. The cause of his death is still debated, but it is believed that he succumbed to a fever or infection. His death was a shock to the ancient world, and it marked the end of an era of conquest and expansion. Despite his short reign, Alexander left a lasting impact on the world. He is remembered as one of the greatest military commanders of all time, and his conquests helped to spread Greek culture and ideas throughout the ancient world. He also helped to lay the foundations for the Hellenistic period, which saw the rise of Greek influence in the Middle East and beyond. In conclusion, Alexander the Great was a complex and enigmatic figure who left an indelible mark on history. His conquests were marked by incredible military victories, but they were also characterized by brutality, violence, and an unquenchable thirst for power. Regardless of how one views Alexander, there is no denying that he was a force to be reckoned with, and his legacy continues to shape the world to this day. And that's the story of one of history's most legendary figures, Alexander the Great. From his humble beginnings as a young prince in the backwater kingdom of Macedon to his incredible conquests that saw him build an empire that stretched from Greece to India, Alexander's life was one of constant ambition, adventure, and triumph. Despite his army victories, Alexander was not invincible. He was ultimately brought down by illness at a relatively young age, leaving behind a legacy that has endured for over 2 millennia. But even in death, Alexander's influence lived on, shaping the course of history for centuries to come. So, as we wrap up this episode, I hope you have enjoyed learning more about the life and times of Alexander the Great. Join us next time on Real Story as we delve into another fascinating chapter of human history.